Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Kerry, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mann with a television licence fee. For more info, check out ourstoprotect.ie.
This year, Ours to Protect launched a very special project in collaboration with the Institute of Climate, Sound and Society in Harvard University. The purpose of this project was to map biodiversity through sound using audio moth recorders, small portable devices that could withstand the elements and record the comings and goings of all the wildlife in a selected area. This was a world first project in mapping nature through sound for journalistic purposes. Radio Kerry, along with 15 other independent radio stations, launched a campaign to choose the area for the audio moth to be installed over the summer months.
With me in our studio to talk about this in more detail is Siobhan Brosnan of Radio Kerry News, who's involved in putting together the series. Siobhan, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Morning, Gerry. Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Tell me about the series, I suppose, the focus of it first of all, and the appeal you're putting out this morning.
Absolutely. So I suppose we had Ours to Protect last year and that was focusing on community groups around the county, whereas this year we're focusing more on the voices of young people. So either national or second level schools or else community groups that focus on young people that are doing some work with the environment or even have an interest in the environment. So that's kind of what our focus is on this year. We have a really exciting development in this year as well, in that we're working with the Institute for Climate, Sound and Society in Harvard University. And that's a really, really exciting project that we're working on now that we're appealing for today. So all of the 16 radio independent radio stations working on Ours to Protect this year will be getting what's called an audio moth recorder. So this is an outside recording device. And the whole idea behind the Institute of Sound and Society in Harvard is that biodiversity can be mapped through sound. So by leaving a recorder out there, we can listen to the sounds of nature and see how the biodiversity changes over a period of several months. So it's a really, really innovative project, and this project is actually the very first in the world that will be looking at the biodiversity mapping for journalistic purposes. So it's a really exciting project that's going on. So what we want the young people in Kerry to do now is to reach out to us and let us know why their area will be the best area to put this audio recorder to map the sounds. So what we're hoping to do is for young people, if you're in a school, if you're in a community group, to send us in a voice note to our email, which is ourstoprotect@radiokerry.ie. And then let us know why your area would be the best. Send us in a voice note and then we will be picking one group and one area to put these audio recorders in.
Also, it's open to everybody.
That's exactly it. And it's really important to give us an overview of like what kind of birds are there, what kind of wildlife are around. Their audio moth, it's a really, really interesting tool in that you can change the frequencies that you pick up as well. So if somebody is in an area, for example, where there's a lot of activity with bats, you could actually set the audio moth to record at that frequency. And Cara Oler, who's over the project, she's based in Denmark, but she gave us some examples of the kind of interactions between the different species of bat. And it actually sounds like they're having little chats with each other. It's phenomenal to actually be able to listen to it. So we'll be hoping to put up the audio recorders kind of towards the middle of June, really. And we'd be having them up then for about at least 3 months, hopefully 4 or 5 months. And then that all that recordings then will be sent to Cara in Denmark, where she will analyse it and we'll be able to get a breakdown of all the different birds and different species living in that area. So and seeing That's as well brilliant. How those populations will change as well. So it's a really, really interesting and groundbreaking thing to be a part of. So we really hope we'll get lots of interest in it.
We received a wide range of excellent applications, including this one from Lena Moore National School.
In our school, we have many different types of birds. At this time of year, we have lots of swallows swooping in and out of our trees. Many of the swallows have built nests for their chicks in the trees outside our school. They have built these nests using mud, saliva, grass, and feathers that they collect nearby. Swallows are incredibly agile in flight, making catching insects easy for them.
Wildlife around our school. I saw a rabbit one day. I heard lots of birds on our nature walk. I saw a red squirrel in the wooded area. I heard lots of birds.
Among the bushes, we have seen some hares over the years. Hares are really fast and look a bit like rabbits. They have excellent hearing and vision, which is why they don't stay around too long when people are coming.
I can hear the cows mooing.
I saw birds and I heard birds.
However, Leenamore National School was undergoing some extensive renovations over the summer, including the building of its climate action hub that we covered in episode 5. Due to this work, we were concerned that the works would have a temporary effect on the wildlife in the area and had to look elsewhere for a consistent overview of biodiversity. Here was the winning entry.
The pupils of Castle Drum would like to take part in the project because we've got a wide range of habitats in our local area, including
Slamish Mountain is a mountain that we live very close to, and we want to go for walks there without trashing it.
Waterways. The River Goyne flows straight past our school, and down at Loch Ta Cala Pier there's the Natter Jack Toads.
Forest. You can see lots of animals in the forest, so we don't want to ruin them, like deers and cuckoos.
Keel Downhill Loop. It's a long walk, but it's nice. It's nice for a little time to yourself when you need it.
Hedgerows. A lot of animals live in hedgerows, such as hedgehogs, and you can have bird nests in there as well. So we have a lot of hedgerows here in Keel, and we would like to keep them there.
The seashore. We live very close to Inch Beach, and the marram grass goes on the sand dunes.
Farmlands have a lot of different animals, including cows, sheep, horses, donkeys and goats.
Okay, we hope that we'd be successful in our application to take part in the project, because we'd like to learn more about how we can protect our local areas even better. Thank you.
In mid-June, we visited Castle Drum National School in Keel to hear more about the wildlife in their area. Tell me why you think this area is the best area to be putting up the audio mot recorder.
Because there's two tall trees and a lot of birds like to fly in and out of it and look for stuff.
Excellent. Does anyone else have something else you'd like to say about that?
Yeah. We have a few plants in the back that have food and stuff, so we can, and we have bird feeders too.
Excellent. Yourself?
There's a lot of trees there for them.
Excellent. And I know that your teacher had said something about the area not being mown around the area. Does somebody want to tell me a little bit about that?
I have something else.
Oh, go for it.
We also have a bug motel in the back.
Oh, very cool.
It was first put in place in 2018.
Wow, that's really cool.
We also have radishes and strawberries at the back.
Excellent.
There's lettuce and carrots as well.
There's also pole beans.
Great.
We are also growing pole beans in the back of the school.
We also had a chat about some of the birds we might be lucky enough to hear around the school.
A chaffinch.
Wagtails are pretty common too.
You might be lucky to hear an owl.
There's a few pheasants around.
A little over 12 months ago, and we started the hot lunch in school, because up to that we had given freedom to people to say, listen, a crust of a sandwich, you can throw it onto the grass and the birds used to come and take it. But so much so, the crows had a cleanup squad that would line up at the top of the roof, bang on time, on schedule for the end of both breaks. And if we took break later, they would be squawking, kind of going like, why are they not out yet, or what's the story? So for the first 2 weeks, when the hot lunches were introduced, we actually had birds land on the windowsills, looking in the window, squawking at us, going, hey, there's nothing out here for us. What is going on? Like, you have to go in after break, there's nothing left, and why are you forgetting us?
We also have sparrows too around this area.
There's a hawk going on with a short nap
Crows are very common around here.
There's lots of magpies around.
You might hear some seagulls because we're kind of close to the sea.
Robins are very popular around.
The school is a hive of biodiversity work, including vegetable patches and no mow zones.
So we're going around the back of the school to our place where we have lots of trees and the nature reserve.
Excellent. And what's happening in the nature reserve right now?
We have tons of things planted and we're not mowing it. You're
not mowing it, and is there a reason that you're not mowing it?
To let the wildlife grow around and to let the bees have all the pollen from the flowers.
Excellent. Excellent. This is a lovely area. It's a lovely school. So we're out here. So this is up behind the prefabs, kind of, is it?
Yeah.
Excellent. So this is a nice quiet area as well.
Perfect.
Oh, wow. So we've got some little hatchlings here after emerging, little robin eggs. So it's a great spot so for some biodiversity.
Great stuff. Mm-hmm.
Guys, we have some strawberries over here as well. Does somebody want to tell me about these? Yeah, go on. Tell me about the strawberries here.
There are lots of fresh strawberries in the back of our school.
Excellent. And when did you start growing these?
A couple of months ago.
Excellent. That's great. And so when have they started to come up now? When have they started to actually show the fruit? Is that recently enough?
Yeah.
Excellent. And tell me, what else is growing in these pots over here? So somebody else can tell me? Yeah, what else is going on?
We have radish that is starting to be really big now, and it's pretty tasty too.
Excellent. Do you like radish?
Yeah.
Really? I find it a bit strong.
It's good in like salads and stuff.
I must try it in salads. So
and it's good with cottage cheese too.
Oh, that's good to know. I must try that. Excellent.
Olivia, I vouched to your knowledge of radish the last day, and you were dead right. You said the radishes were ready, sir, and they weren't going to get any further, and we can see here now they're gone to flower, so we probably should have picked them the last day. Now, it won't make a whole pile of difference, but it's just moving on to the next stage now, where the plant is gone from having its fruit or its veg to going to the next stage of producing the flower, which we kind of normally for vegetables take beforehand. But
excellent. And these kind of lettuces here,
yeah,
then?
So,
oh wow, this is really, really cool, guys. I love that. I'm going to take a few pictures of this afterwards, but it's really cool to have them in the tyres.
We found a nice spot to place the audio moth for the next 4 months.
So now we are just going to be popping this up on the tree. So we've got some lovely evergreen trees here. So we're just going to pop the recorder up here. And I'm going to pop a cable tie on it as well, just to make sure. Now, great. Now, thank you very much, guys.
So green colour is going to camouflage it in nice days, aren't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
Trees.
So, anybody else want to say now what they think that this is going to, why is this project important? Does anyone want to tell me?
So then we'll know what's going on in our local area.
To know what kind of birds we have in our local area.
So we can keep all our habitats and environments safe for all the animals.
Excellent.
I returned to Castledrum National School in October to review some of the results with the students. Using the Merlin app to identify the different bird songs, here are some of our results.
European goldfinch, small finch with bright yellow and black wing patch, red face and a brownish body. A series of cheerful melodies, notes often described as TTT or goldfinch, often seeks in flocks. They have a bouncy flight pattern, frequently feeding on seeds, commonly found in gardens, parks and open woodlands where thistles and other seed producing plants are abundant.
This bird was identified as a Eurasian jackdaw.
Bird with a black plumage, pale grey neck and striking blue eyes. A series of harsh caw sounds, often repeated, sometimes with a melodious quality, is their song. Their behaviour is social and intelligent, known for their playful activities and problem-solving abilities.
Perfect, that's great.
This bird was another member of the Corvus family, the hooded crow.
Medium-sized old black with a distinct grey hood and chest. A harsh cawing sound can produce valid calls. Highly intelligent and social.
In all, over 2,000 recordings were captured, which will hopefully provide us with an overview of the changing biodiversity in the Kiel area. All of the recordings will now be sent to Cara Oler, the director of the Institute for Climate, Sound and Society. Cara will be doing an in-depth analysis of the recordings for a world-first assessment of wildlife, not just in Kerry, but all around Ireland. Be sure to stay tuned for our findings.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Radio Kerry, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television license fee. For more info, check out ourstoprotect.ie.